Hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't been prayed for, don't worry. I believe by the grace of God, we're still going to pray for you. But we're getting close to the countdown now with just 32 minutes and 35 seconds remaining. Somebody give the Lord a round of applause. Chauncey Jones had reached rock bottom. The 16-year-old boy was so desperate, he didn't know what to do. He lived alone with his sick mother in a place with no food, no furniture, and no future. Their home was in a poor part of town, and there was nowhere to turn for help. So Chauncey Jones decided he would take a tro-tro to the rich part of town and see if somebody could give him something to eat. Maybe if he met someone who could give him some food, he could survive another day. Chauncey didn't know anybody in the rich part of town. He didn't even know where to go or what to do, so he ended up in a supermarket late one night. No one welcomed him, and no one seemed to want him as he wandered through the aisles looking at people and looking at food and items he'd never seen before. He felt alone and out of place, and it looked as if his trip to the rich part of town would end up as a dead end. But then Chauncey spotted a stranger who was loading groceries into his cart. With every ounce of courage he could muster, Chauncey went up to this man and said, "If you will let me carry your groceries, all I ask is that you buy me some donuts, just some donuts in exchange for carrying your groceries." Well, the stranger's name was Matt White, and it so happens that Matt White is a Christian. And he looked into Chauncey's eyes and he saw a boy who was ashamed, hungry, broken. Matt said later, the kid looked as if he'd been turned down 100 times. So Matt said, yes. And together, Matt and Chauncey went through the aisles of the grocery store, filling the cart with food. They bought cereal and snacks and pizza and vegetables, and they got milk and toothpaste and soap and all kinds of wonderful things. But the most wonderful thing of all was that Matt White wasn't buying those things for himself. He was buying them all for Chauncey. He didn't just buy him some donuts, he bought him a whole trunk load of food. And then Matt got in his car and drove Chauncey home and helped him carry the food into their house. But what Matt saw broke his heart. For there he met Chauncey's mother who was sick. He met a house with no furniture and no food. He met a desperate condition. And Matt decided to do more than just buy food for them. He started a GoFundMe page to help raise money for them. By God's grace, Matt White raised $342,106 for Chauncey Jones and his mother. He was able to buy them a car and a house and to put Chauncey in a good school. There was enough money left to keep Chauncey and his mother secure for years to come. And it all started with a yes. For Chauncey had been told no so many times, but one yes changed his life. One yes turned his life around. One yes, and things were never the same again. And God sent me here with a message for you tonight as we end 2019 and enter 2020. He sent me with a message and he told me to tell you, yes. You see, you may have been turned down 100 times, and you may have heard no 1,000 times. You may be down to your last hope. You may have nowhere to go and no one to turn to. But tonight, you are in the presence of the God of yes. And when the God of yes gets involved, see, anything can happen. Imagine if one human being can help a stranger. Imagine if one human being can reach out to someone they don't know and tell them yes. How much more is your loving Father in heaven willing to say yes to you tonight? How much more is the God of all creation telling us yes when we cry out to you? For he's saying yes to us tonight. He's saying yes in 2020. This is your year of yes. He's saying yes to you in this hour. This is your hour of yes. So open up your heart and receive the God of yes. And let's take a moment and pray together. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you that you are the God of yes. You're the God who comes to us in our hour of need. You're the God who blesses us and breaks through in us. You're the God who moves mountains for us. And we believe in you tonight. So come and let us hear in our spirit your word, yes. We thank you by faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said, yes. Just take a moment and join your faith with me. If you would, put your hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, speak to my heart. Change my life. Manifest your glory in me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Agape House Watch Night 2019 here at the UPSA Auditorium and around the world online. Let's give the Lord a big cheer tonight. I know that God is going to bless you tonight. God is going to elevate you tonight. God is going to break through in your life tonight. God is going to release new things into your life tonight. God is speaking newness and blessings and favor and anointing and power upon your life. He's going to elevate you and accelerate you and magnify his name through you. If you believe it, shout yes. See, I'm not declaring something to you tonight just to get you excited and stirred up. We have confidence that what I'm saying is true because God's word declares it. See, God's given us a powerful theme for 2020. It's the word yes. And that theme is based on a powerful passage in the Bible found in 2 Corinthians 1, 19 to 20. I want us to all read it out loud together. Are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. As God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to your heart tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, what a powerful promise. What a powerful word. What a powerful foundation for our faith tonight and throughout 2020. In this passage, we discover three truths to receive your yes. And here's your first truth tonight. God assures us of yes. Listen to how the passage begins in verse 19. The Bible says, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. As God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says. See, the fact is, God is an affirmative God. God is the God of yes. He doesn't waver between yes and no. He's not yes today and no tomorrow. He is the God who promises us yes. And this verse gives us the assurance that God is not double-minded. He's not uncertain. He's not changeable. He never changes. He never wavers. Man may waver. Man may fail. Man may be double-minded. Reminds me of the story of two men who were having a dispute. They decided to go to court for arbitration to settle the matter. And so when they got before the judge, the first man stood up and he was eloquent and passionate and he gave his side of the story. And when he finished and sat down, the judge said, that's right, that's right. Then the second man jumped up and said, wait a minute, Your Honor, you haven't heard my side of the story. And this man began to tell his side and he was also passionate and eloquent. And when he finished, the judge said, that's right, that's right. And then the clerk of the court jumped up and said, Your Honor, they both can't be right. And the judge said, that's right, that's right. You can't have it both ways. Man may change, but God never changes. That's why Hebrews chapter 6, 17 says, God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. And God wants you to know tonight, he will never change his mind. Your girlfriend may change her mind. Your boss may change his mind. Your husband may change his mind. You may change your mind, but God will never change his mind. That's why James 1 says, 17 says, God our Father never changes or casts a shifting shadow. And when you know that God doesn't change his mind, then you know that you can trust him to keep his word. That's why Hebrews 10:23 says, God can be trusted to keep his promise. For the fact is, Hebrews 6:18 guarantees us it is impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for elephants to fly. It's impossible for a rock to swim. It's impossible for an old man to become a baby again. It's impossible for leopards to change their spots, and it is impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for him to exaggerate. It's impossible for him to overpromise and underdeliver. It's impossible for him to deceive or manipulate or trick us. He cannot lie. That's why Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man, so he does not lie. He's not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried through? And to show us the proof of his nature, God sent Jesus Christ to us. And understand, the Bible says Jesus is God's ultimate yes. So if you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Look at what he did. When the children came to him, they were poor, dressed in rags. They were tattered and dirty. They ran up the hill, but they were laughing because they were coming to Jesus. And see a pompous, religious Peter stand in the way and drive the children back. But see the God of yes come and push Peter aside. See Jesus get down on his knees and welcome the children. See him embrace them and bless them, because Jesus always says yes. See the lepers coming, outcasts from their family, outcasts from society, dirty, ragged, poor, desperate, dying, sick and contagious. Everybody would run away and shout, lepers, lepers. But when they called to Jesus, he said yes. And they came to him and were healed. See the hungry crowd of 20,000 people sitting on the hill. See them hungry with nowhere to buy food, nowhere to go. And see Jesus take the loaves and fish and bless them and break them and give them, because God always says yes. See Jesus weeping at the tomb of Lazarus. And when he hears the cry of Mary and Martha, he says yes and calls Lazarus forth. See Jesus hanging on the cross and see next to him a thief who said, remember me, Lord. And Jesus said, yes, today you will be with me in paradise. To anyone who came, to everyone who came, Jesus says yes, for he is God's ultimate yes. That means he delights to say yes. He wants to say yes. He desires to say yes. It pleases him to say yes. And I hear him saying yes to you tonight. Maybe you find it difficult to believe that God would say yes to you. You've never heard him say yes. You've heard no so many times you become used to it. You become accustomed to hearing no. Maybe this year you had a miscarriage and you heard the doctor say no child. Maybe this year you were in line for a promotion, but somebody else beat you out and you heard the boss say no way. Maybe you worked hard to get a contract signed or a business deal going. No matter how hard you try, all you heard was no. Maybe you had a high hope for a relationship. You really thought this was the one, this was going to be the year you were going to make it. And then it ended up with no. But God is not like people. And here's what he wants you to know tonight. Man's no does not cancel God's yes. God is not like your circumstances. Circumstances change, but God never changes. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. And he's the God of yes. And when he says yes, no man can say no. And that's why I believe this is your year of yes. When you tap into God and draw near to him, his spirit is going to bring you to Jesus, where you will always hear yes. I see yes to your dreams coming true this year. I see yes to your breakthrough in the spirit this year. I see yes to your business contract. I see yes to that role in that movie being given to you. I see yes to that agreement. I see yes to that visa. I see yes to that scholarship and yes to that admission. I see yes to that marriage and yes to those children. I see yes to that loan offer. I see yes to that contract. I see yes, yes, yes. Somebody shout yes. For his word stands true forever. He always does what he says, our text said, because Psalm 33:4 says, for the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. You can have assurance tonight in everything he does. He's the God of yes. That brings us to our second truth tonight. God is able to say yes. Listen to how our scripture text continues in verse 20. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And we can trust everything that God does because there's nothing he cannot do. His power never fails. Understand tonight that God does not have a capacity problem. Tell your neighbor he doesn't have a capacity problem. Other people have capacity problems, but not God. I remember a few years ago, our church was having a special banquet, and we had hundreds of people coming, and so we hired a caterer to cook and prepare the food and serve the food. We knew this caterer. We knew that the quality of her food was excellent. Her meals were delicious, and so we looked forward to eating this banquet together, but what we failed to realize is that even though she was a good cook, she had a capacity problem. She could only cook 100 meals at a time. And so she came and delivered food for 100 people and then left to go and prepare more. So 100 people were eating and the other 100 were watching them hungrily. It took hours to finish the dinner because the caterer had a capacity problem. But God does not have a capacity problem. All God's promises are fulfilled in Christ. Think about this statement for a minute. All of God's promises are fulfilled in Christ. There are 7,000 promises in the Bible. And right now, here on earth, there are more than 6 billion people. But the Bible tells us that God can fulfill every promise to every person all at once. All the promises to all the people is 42 trillion promises. Yet this is no problem for God. The Lord is unlimited in his power and his ability. That's why Romans chapter 4:21 says, God is able to do whatever he pleases, whatever he promises. Everything you need is already available in Christ. He's already done it. There's nothing more that God needs to do. When hiring a company for a project, one of the first things you'll ask them is, have you done this type of project before? Have you anything to show for your work? And if they've done something similar, you have confidence they can do it. But if they've never done that size of project, you will want to avoid them. But what we're telling you tonight in the Word of God is that God has already done it. He's proven it over and over again. Jesus has everyone else beat, for he's already done everything we need. If you believe it, shout yes. He did it for King David. That's why David wrote in Psalm 18, he reached down from heaven and rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. And over in the Bible, the testimony of men and women of God is that God came down and did it. If he's done it for them, he can do it for you. He did it for a man named Alcides Moreno. Back in 2008, Alcides Moreno was working high up, 152 meters above the ground, on a skyscraper in New York City. He was working outside on the 47th floor of a building, washing the outside of the windows. That's more than twice as tall as the tallest Villaggio building in Accra. But suddenly the platform Alcides was standing on collapsed. Alcides fell 152 meters to the ground. No one has ever survived falling from twice as high as Villaggio to the ground. It's instant and certain death. But Alcides survived. He fell 152 meters, but he's alive today. His wife said, thank God for the miracle. His doctor said, if you believe in miracles, this is one. The world is in awe because God came down and rescued Alcides. God came down and rescued a boy named Rowan Brights. Rowan was born 3 months too early. But worst of all, Rowan was born without any intestines at all. There was no way to digest food. So the doctors told the parents it was over. Little Rowan would die. The doctor said, and I quote, plan his funeral. But Rowan's parents believed God. They believed he would save their son from the end. They prayed and God worked. His love reached down to save Rowan. And when the doctors went to look again, his intestines had suddenly appeared. Today, Rowan Brights is a happy, healthy little boy. As his mother said, it's an honest to God miracle. A miracle because God's love reached down, and God's love will reach down to you and rescue you. Everything every one of us needs has already been provided in Jesus. It's already been done. Do you need a resurrection in your life? Jesus has already raised the dead and proven he can do it. So I speak resurrection to your dreams tonight. I speak resurrection to your destiny. I speak a resurrection to your marriage. I speak a resurrection to your hope. I speak a resurrection to your career. I speak a resurrection to your dreams and to your faith. And your confidence. I speak a resurrection tonight in your bank account. I speak a resurrection that God will raise you and restore you. Life to your marriage, life to your body, life to your destiny. Do you need healing? Jesus has already healed. So I speak healing to you right now. I curse every cancer cell in your body. I loose the healing power of God upon your kidneys, upon your heart, upon your lungs, upon your eyes, upon your mind. I speak the power of God to come and heal you tonight. Do you need provision? God has provided for millions before. He will provide for you tonight. And I speak provision for every area of your life. I speak that your rent will be paid. I speak that your car loan will be paid. I speak that the property will be purchased. I speak that the kids' school fees will be paid. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus, and I loose provision in your life. Do you need marriage? Raise your hand and shout yes. But hasn't God miraculously brought other people together before? Hasn't he brought people who never knew each other and suddenly they stumbled across one another and got together in the right place at the right time? If he's done it before, he will do it again. If he said yes to others, he'll say yes to you. So I loose your marriage partner tonight in the name of Jesus, and that God will lead you to the right place and the right person at the right time. If you believe it, shout yes. Do you need a child? God has given many children to many barren women, and I loose fertility and I loose children upon you and your family tonight in the name of Jesus. Do you need wisdom? God's done it before. Do you need guidance? God's done it before. Do you need confidence? God's done it before. Do you need peace? God's done it before. Whatever you need, God has already done it. Every promise to every person has already been fulfilled, and every blessing every man needs is found in the God of yes. For Deuteronomy 32, 26 and 27 says, there is no one like the God of Israel. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. The eternal God is your refuge, and the everlasting arms are under you. God gives you assurance of yes tonight because he's able to say yes tonight. But the third truth is, yes is available to you tonight. See, that's how our scripture text ends. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Through Christ, our yes is carried by Jesus into the throne room of God. Through Christ, our yes comes up to God and his yes comes down to us. See, the fact is, you have a part to play. We all have to participate in our miracle. God is willing and God is able, but our yes must agree with God's yes. You have to believe that Jesus is God's ultimate yes. You've got to believe that his promises have already been fulfilled in Christ. You have to believe that he's with you. Believe that he is for you. That's what we find in Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 22. Listen carefully. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. So God's power is for who? It's for us who believe. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above. He's far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. Understand, the power of God is for you who believe, and Christ has been glorified for the benefit of the church. God is for you. Tell your neighbor, God is for you. His power is for you. His power works for the benefit. So here's what you need to take home with you into 2020. People may say no, but God has the final say. People may close doors, but God can open a door no man can shut. People may turn you down, but God can turn it around. Your 2020 is not in the hands of men. Your new year is not determined by your past. Your destiny is not at the mercy of your circumstances. Your future is not controlled by your enemies. Your destiny, your future, your life, your provision, and every promise you need is in the hands of the God of yes. And he is available to you, and he is able to do it, and he's willing to do it tonight. So lift up your yes to him and stand together with me as we prepare to enter 2020. Stand to your feet and let us declare by faith the confessions of a yes servant of God. Just say after me, I serve a yes God.
I serve a yes God.
I have full assurance of his love and power.
I have full assurance of his love and
my
power.
God never wavers.
My God never
God never fails.
My God never
he
fails.
He is fully able to do anything.
He's fully able
and
to
And he
do
always
anything.
Does what he says.
And he always does what he says.
All his promises are mine through Christ.
All his promises are mine through
Somebody
Christ.
Shout yes.
Yes.
Our second confession is this tonight. Confession. Say it after me. I'm walking in the favor of my yes, God.
I am walking in the favor of my yes,
His
God.
His blessings are on my life.
His blessings are on my
because
life.
Because of God's favor.
Because of God's favor.
I am successful in all my ways.
I am successful in all my
Somebody
ways.
Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Our third confession. I'm victorious in Christ.
I am victorious in Christ.
My yes, God.
My yes, God.
Always gives me the victory.
Always gives me the victory.
The enemy is a defeated foe.
The enemy is a defeated
and
foe.
And his accusations against me.
And his accusations
are
against
canceled.
Me are canceled.
Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Number four, I enjoy the abundant provision of my yes, God.
I enjoy the abundant provision of my yes, God.
I am increasing in resources.
I am increasing in resources.
I am growing in generosity.
I am growing in generosity.
My yes, God.
My yes, God.
Enriches me.
Enriches me.
So that I can bring glory to his name.
So that I can bring glory
Somebody
to his name.
Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Number five, I'm a prayer warrior.
I am a prayer warrior.
God hears and answers my prayers.
God hears and answers my prayers.
With a resounding yes.
With a resounding yes.
I walk in miracles.
I walk in miracles.
And the supernatural.
And the supernatural.
Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Number six, I'm connected to the yes God.
I am connected to the yes God.
His life is in me.
His life is in me.
And I am in him.
And I am in him.
I'm fruitful in Christ.
I am fruitful in Christ.
I walk in joy.
I walk in joy.
And peace.
And peace.
And love.
And love.
Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Finally, I have eternal life.
I have eternal life.
I have abundant life on earth.
I have abundant life on earth.
And eternal life in glory.
And eternal life in glory.
I'm saved.
I am saved.
And forgiven.
And forgiven.
I am.
I am.
A child of glory.
A child of glory.
Somebody shout yes.
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 We are 4 minutes and 50 seconds away from 2020. Come on and give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
We're going to enter 2020 with prayer. We're going to enter with praise. So lift up your voice and lift up your hands right now and begin to pray. Oh, Lord God Almighty, we thank you that every promise is ours in Christ. We pray to you tonight, oh God, that you move in us, that you reveal your will to us, that you show us your grace.
Just begin to pray.
And then the promises of God in your life tonight. Just begin to thank you. Thank you, Lord, that your promises are yes and amen. Thank you
for the numerous promises which you have given unto us,
Jesus Christ.
Sure, O oh God, to be accomplished in our lives. We surrender your name to you, Lord.
There's nothing you can't do, Lord.
There's nothing,
O
Jesus.
There's nothing, O God,
for the promise of God.
We thank you, Lord, that you are the great and the mighty God. Which are going to be fulfilled in our lives.
We thank you, Lord.
We give you praise.
Begin to pray right now for your new year and new decade. Begin to commit your ways into the hands of God and ask for his mighty blessing to be upon you in every area. area, whatever need you have, whatever problem you're facing tonight,
that your presence would be with us, that you will lead us, O God, that even as we enter this new decade, that Lord, O God, we will not miss your presence, that Lord, our lives will be ordered by you, that every step that we take, that Jesus Christ, Lord, you will be the one ordering it, in Jesus' mighty name, that we will follow as you lead us, even as we go into this new year, and in this new decade, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Elevate your people.
Yes, Lord, O God.
Magnify your
in the name of Jesus.
Tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Come on and submit to God right now and bind the devil. Command
yes, Lord, O God.
Powers to be gone.
We
Lord,
submit unto you. Lord. And even as we do so, we command every weapon of the enemy on our life to be called now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, O God. Don't shy up and don't say
that. Raaki don salani abaya atasari. Raaki don selegebe.
Raaki don selegebe. Riiparu ataya saneo. Yes, Lord of God.
Come on, you've got a
douche by a televete.
25 seconds.
Pray,
pray,
pray.
Repatola
dia by a televete. Repatola dia by a televete.
Repatola dia by
a televete. Repatola dia by a
televete.
Repatola dia by a televete. Repatola dia by a televete. Repatola dia by a
We pray for healing, Lord.
Yes, Lord of God.
We pray for direction.
In the name of Jesus.
For the peace, the power.
Yes, Lord of God.
We pray for
release.
We pray for the power of the Holy Ghost. A new infilling, a new indwelling of your spirit in our hearts and lives. Hallelujah. Just begin to worship the Lord. We've got 1 minute, 30 seconds. Just begin to worship the Lord.
We worship you, Lord of God.
We worship you, Lord.
We give you all the glory and praise.
We give you glory and praise.
All honor, O Lord, be ascribed unto your name, O God. Jesus be blessed. We give you all the praise, all the glory and honor.
His presence is coming down right now. The presence of the Lord is coming down. Just receive him. Just welcome him into your heart. Just breathe in the spirit of the living God. We loose the spirit of God upon your people. Lord, baptize us anew and afresh. Give us the power from on high. Give us the power of your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We need you.
Power of your presence, Lord.
We
release upon us.
We receive you
in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord of God. Yes, Lord of God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
We
worship you, God.
We thank you for lying tonight, Lord. We've got 30 seconds left. Come on and give the Lord a shout.
Yes.
Come on and give the Lord a praise.
Yes.
Come on and bless him. Come on and praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Here we go.
We praise
Are you ready?
Yes.
2020,
yes.
A new year,
yes.
A new decade.
Yes.